Blog Talk Radio.
Like glue, when we chillin' and kickin' like we done kung fu. But you can have it all if you want no lie, no Chinese food. But it's some young guy, need to know how you really, really feel about him. Keep it real, don't conceal, let me shoot my shot.
Pretty, pretty lady, can I call you baby?
The Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Happy Halloween to everyone that's celebrating Halloween, the fabulous Halloween trick or treat. I hope you have a spooky good time. I've been having a spooky good time. We've been celebrating, huh, like the past, so for the entire month of October, especially from this past weekend, from tonight to this weekend. I mean, there are still like events scheduled for tomorrow and on Saturday, right? So happy Halloween if you're partying or just having fun at the house or everything. You know, to be safe. That's the number one thing, to be safe. And I posted many safety tips on my social media, on Facebook and throughout social media. And I've been doing that really the past month, but right before the show, I posted important advice. And remember the pet. Think about your pet and keep them safe and make sure they do not digest, you know, candies and so on. Make sure things are put up where they cannot reach. Also, if a lot of scary or spooky things will be happening, definitely keep them in a separate area So they won't be spooked. My apologies also for the tardiness of the show. Talking politics to a friend I've known since seventh grade and who we are working together with Canvas America and Mississippi GOP. For the last broadcast, they talked much about the importance of all of us voting if we're not early voting our absentee ballot voting, like here in the state of Mississippi, I'm supposed to vote on election day if it is an election. If there are elections going on in your state, I will get back to that topic after I talk about Halloween. But because I heard this recording that said that it gives me the time of the length of the show, I wanted to hurry and put that in regarding why I was tardy. Talking to a classmate I've known since the seventh grade, whom used to always tease me for loving Reagan so much. You know, we're both 51, and for loving Reagan so much. And he's a fellow Republican now, so we both are working for Canvas America for Mississippi GOP. I did absentee vote, ballot vote, which is early voting here in the state of Mississippi on Saturday, and I did vote for a couple of awesome Democrat people, and it's about their platforms and who's the better person. I mean, I won't say better person, but who I thought fit what I believe in, which is very hard because it's a very, very hard decision, really. I thought I was decided on many, but a couple races, I'm like, wait a second, because these are some really good people. You know, I wouldn't say anything negative about any people that are politicians that are running, because these are really some solid people who are running and vying for seats. But we've been, the past week and a half, I've been campaigning, going door to door throughout Jackson, Mississippi, especially in the Bayhaven areas and northeast Jackson, Mississippi. And it's just been an amazing thing of promoting and sharing what the Mississippi GOP candidates have to offer. And it's just amazing because we have the governor's seat, the lieutenant governor, we have a state treasurer, we have many seats from local government to the top seats that are open. And so it's been amazing time and a happy occasion. And I was invited to a reception today for the lieutenant governor, Kate Reeves, and RNC, Kamala Prince. So thank you to the person that invited me to that event. Sorry I missed it. Tomorrow the president will be in the state of Mississippi in Tupelo. The vice president, Pence, will be in Biloxi on Monday. I really would love to attend that event. I always miss Trump. He was going to come to Miss Jackson last year, and then he rescheduled to go to Tupelo, where he's going tomorrow. And on Monday, Pence would be in Biloxi. And I was amazed when I seen the breaking news this morning that they're voting to continue the proceedings regarding the impeachment of the president. I have my thoughts on that, so that's a whole nother show. And don't forget, tonight will be the premiere of a new show that I have right here on blogtalkradio.com called Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And not Culture Shock Entertainment Live. And it's more of an in-depth type of show. And so where we're talking about the safety precautions for Halloween right now, tonight at 10 o'clock, we will be discussing. And hopefully I can open up where you can call in. It won't be like commentary style like this one, where the topic will be the history of Halloween, which we have talked about throughout the years here on Construction and Tan Reports, but the history and the popularity of Halloween. Last year we talked about popularity, and I remember last year, I don't know if it was a Halloween show where Scarborough, based in Houston, was a part of the show too. I don't know exactly what was Halloween, but big shout out to him. He had a birthday on Tuesday, and he was scheduled to release his new music on his birthday, and then he said on Halloween. So I believe he's thinking it'll be on the weekend. So you guys, Pretty Lady's not on the album, so it remains a single. So, but then there's another goodie that he wrote right at the same time as Pretty Lady that I think he might add to the album. I haven't heard the album yet. but you guys will be hearing songs here on the show and other amazing music that I get from other artists and musicians. I'm going to start sharing some of my own writings also right here on Cut the Shot Entertainment Reports and also on the new show, Cut the Shot Entertainment Live. Big shout out to my guy, Terry. We've been excited for Halloween. We're not here physically together. He lives in another part of the state of Mississippi to go celebrating Halloween, but it was a holiday that excites both of us. So big shout out to him, because I believe he's listening. A big shout out to my friend, Dexter Moore, who I just finished talking with also. We were just talking about our strategies and plans regarding campaigning for the Mississippi GOP, and big shout out to Canvas America, the political consulting firm that we've been working with out of D.C. And we welcome the president and the vice president on their visits tomorrow and on Monday. And also best wishes to the GOP candidates and all candidates that are vying and campaigning hard in their teams that are, you know, doing their best. Rain, sleet, or snow, we get out there. So if you don't early vote an absentee ballot vote, it's important for you to get out there and vote. But again, back to Halloween safety. Keep your animals safe. Be careful what they ingest. Don't let them ingest food. I mean, we even have to be careful what we digest. But something that that I find very awesome is a nationwide campaign regarding placing teal pumpkins outside. Our signs that say that not only do you have treats for trick-or-treaters, as in candies and food, but you also have non-food items. The teal pumpkin campaign is it signifies that those that are participating in celebrating Halloween and treating and tricking Halloween goers, those that are celebrating, parents and kids and those kids at heart, but especially the kids that are allergic to items, it has been suggested that people that that are preparing candies and other things should prepare non-food items for kids that have allergies. Non-food items like coloring books, crayons, magic markers, games, puzzles, bracelets, just fun items, fun goodies, instead of food, because kids do, many adults have allergies, so there are many kids that have allergies of certain foods and certain ingredients. I mean, you know, some kids are allergic to eggs, you know, and anything that's made with eggs, because we don't know what a lot of candies and a lot of different foods are made of. And so it's good to think of the teal pumpkin. And also be very careful with your car's costumes also. Make sure that they fit properly and that kids can see, and that there are items, if they're dark costumes, that there are reflectors or items that can help prevent anything that's not good from happening, any injuries or accidents. But again, you must definitely think about your pets also. Keep them safe from spooky things, from crazy food, anything that would spook and scare them, put them in a whole different area, in a whole other room. don't get in cars. Don't go into people's houses that you don't know. You know, things that we think are common sense, you have to really think, because the adrenaline flowing and the excitement going, have to think and use common sense too. Don't get in cars. Don't go into dark areas. Don't go into strangers' homes, et cetera. Definitely have to put that in focus and always keep your, law enforcement will be out there. And one thing that I've noticed, not only are churches having events, you know, not that some churches are not really like celebrating Halloween, but they're doing fun things, harvest nights and just fun, not scary nights, but having fun, more treat nights at their churches. what I've noticed through my campaigning and canvassing, and I've seen some awesome Halloween decorations, scary decorations. What I've noticed is some blocks are having their own celebration. It's like a potluck thing. You know, different houses contribute, they have, you know, different candies, contribute financially for the funding of an event. I've seen some amazing things as I've been campaigning and canvassing for the GOP in various neighborhoods here in Jackson, Mississippi. I've seen various innovative ideas regarding safely and happily celebrating Halloween. Like I said, one, I mean, not just at schools and then law enforcement throughout the country and throughout the world are having their own events, right? Trunk and treat. Just different fun events where people can have a good time and not worry about ingesting anything that's not safe or something crazy happening. Crazy, sending love and out to people in Long Beach where there was a shooting at a Halloween party. I only been to California once, and it was visiting friends in Long Beach. So definitely sending love out to those people, trying to have a good time celebrating Halloween, and then someone decided to take a few lives, right? So sending love out to those, to everyone. And this past weekend, the shooting that happened in Texas. Also sending love out to those. That was it a homecoming party, Texas A&M? Sending love out to those people, too, and the fires. How can we not think about the fires? Sending love out to the governor, Gavin Newsom, and everyone in California. I mean, many of my friends have marked themselves safe. I was devastated around this time yesterday when I seen the Reagan Library was almost touched. Thank you, law enforcement, and thank you, God. Just praying, thank you, God, praying also in advance that those fires miraculously stop. Also, I would like to congratulate the Nationals for their win also with the World Series. But again, Halloween safety, be safe out there. Don't go alone places. That's for adults, too. I mean, they're having fun. Drive sober, those of you that are teenagers that drink, and adults, drive sober, have designated drivers, those of you that are really getting buck wild tonight and this weekend, drinking and all that good stuff, remember to be sober and have a designated driver, stay where you are, etc. Like I said, it's much posted, and I will be posting stuff on Instagram. I will have a quiet evening right here at the house in Jackson City. Today is my little great-niece Amelia's fifth birthday, so it's a double thing. Happy birthday, happy Halloween to Amelia, Amelia's younger sister. So my niece Kina's youngest daughter. So today is her birthday, friends from my 10-8 years, Tanya Wade. And also speaking of Long Beach, happy anniversary to my friend Max J. Hammond and his wife Louisa in Long Beach. So happy anniversary to them. I think there's another couple that I know have an anniversary on today. But just wish you all an amazing, amazing Halloween night. And we're still like celebrating, because I know here in Jackson, there will be a show on the Rocky Horror Show at Howard Village tomorrow. At Highland Village, and I think a few more events be going on throughout the country, throughout the world, celebrating Halloween. But again, tonight the discussion goes on during the premiere of Cousin Shark Entertainment Live. And again, that's a more in-depth show. This is, you know, this Cousin Shark Entertainment Report was born in 2011. I was born because my background, I have a background in radio. I've always loved producing and being in music since I was a kid. My older late brother taught me how to be a DJ, and then when we had a fundraiser for WMPR 90.1, Mr. Charles Evers, who owns WMPR, and his PD, program director at the time, I went to training to be an on-air personality, so I became an on-air personality. And then when I was became a blogger, and I discovered this format when I was a big supporter of Mark Cuban's brother's show, Brian Cuban's show, Rant Revolution, and Little Flip had a show, which is how Starboy and I became friends, Flyboy Radio, and then Zane had a radio show, internet show here on Blog Talk Radio, and then the man that created the show, and the format, Blog Talk Radio, I enjoyed listening to his shows. But then I'm like, okay, I can start my own show. So thank you all, those of you that encouraged me to continue Cut the Strike Entertainment Reports, plus Blog Talk Radio staff that encourages me. And then I also began another show called Image Mechanisms, you guys know, which is on hiatus. But Cut the Strike Entertainment Live is more of an extension. Cut the Strike Entertainment is my company. But live, I've been being a Hunt History buff. And because many of my friends and supporters, and online and offline, we like to know in-depth fact things. So this new show is based on being more in-depth and really, you know, not just hitting the surface, but really like going in-depth to the origin and what's really going on regarding the topic. If it's a fun topic or if it's a very serious topic, what's really going on? So. But again, thank you so much. Email me at KultureShockEntertainment, KultureShock_Bath@yahoo.com. Let me repeat that. Don't you